This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hola, Zan.
Hola, James. Estoy tani mesonado.
Yo soy Verida.
James?
Si?
We're on LiveWise. English?
That's right. We've been busy learning Spanish in our class. I'm basically fluent. Well, maybe a little off.
Do you guys remember when we sang Old MacDonald in Spanish? That was awesome. Anyway, you're listening to LiveWise RFM 92.7, and we're the amazing students from St. Teresa's School.
We've got some exciting parts in our show, ranging from a report on our spring festival to our highlights of the year.
You won't want to miss it.
How about we get this show on the road with a fantastic report on our spring festival?
Sounds great. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Lockie.
And I'm Anika.
Did you go to the spring festival last time?
Well, duh, I love that festival.
What did you buy or sell?
I bought one of those cool 3D printed dragons, as well as a random soft toy for my nephew. I also went over to the food trucks and bought some really yummy churros.
I helped out at the barbecue with Masanki. Man, that was busy. I got a free sausage and a drink. Everyone loves a good saucy.
Nice. I couldn't help myself because I had to chase after my nephew the whole time. I love him to pieces, but man, he can be annoying sometimes.
I bet. The gala was a really good fundraiser for our school.
Yeah, it sure was.
Did you see that stall that sold bracelets, earrings and stuff?
Wasn't that run by our classmates, Victoria and Valentina?
Yeah, it was. I didn't buy anything from them, though, because I have no need for a bracelet. I don't think that a bracelet with pink beads would suit me very well.
I don't know. You look pretty good in pink, especially if it's something pink and frilly. Bracelets are pretty awesome, though.
You reckon? They are just for decoration, really, so actually have no purpose.
I beg to differ.
All right, then. Name something useful that a bracelet does.
Well, you can make music with them, like if you have a whole lot of metal ones on your wrist.
I guess so. I don't know why you would.
You are such a boy and don't appreciate anything pretty.
True.
And there are other type of traditional bracelets and anklets. You know, the things people wear on their ankles that come from Africa?
Oh yeah, I think I've seen them before. They use them in dance.
Yeah, they are made from dried seed pods and wooden beads.
Cool. Valentina's and Victoria's ones weren't like that, though. They were just what you would call pretty.
They said that they made quite a bit of money selling all of those things they made.
Well, that was good, since they put a lot of time and effort into what they sold.
Totally. And to all the listeners out there, if you miss the St. Teresa's Spring Gala Festival, don't worry, there'll be another one coming to Featherston soon.
Yep, look out for that one. Well, I think it's time to wrap this up now and move on to something less pretty. I mean, more interesting, I mean.
You mean you are just itching to talk about sport?
Yep, that's it. That's what we're talking about next. Yippee! Anyway, that's all from us about the Spring Gala. Back to you, MCs.
That gala sounded super fun. Sadly, I missed out.
Well, Zan, there's always the next one.
True. Well, Lockie just spoiled the awesome introduction that I was about to launch into about our next section. Lockie!
You know what? I reckon you could just do it anyway.
Alright then, here we go. So James, what's up next on the show?
I'm pretty sure we're talking about all the sports in and outside of our school.
Sounds about right. Let's go. Actually, you know what, James? I guess that introduction wasn't really that interesting.
Functional, that is what I'll call it.
Or succinct.
To the point, definitely to the point.
Hello, are we going to get on with this thing or what?
Or what?
Right. Anyway, have you been following the UEFA Football Champions League?
Yes, it has been so exciting.
I'm really hoping a team other than Real Madrid will win it this year.
Do you guys want Chelsea to win?
Chelsea's not in the Champions League. You should know that.
My bad.
Anyway, Aston Villa is currently in first place on the table.
No, they are eighth now. Liverpool is on top with 12 points after winning all of their games.
Oh, that's sad.
On the topic of football, I really think we should talk about the Ballon d'Or.
What's that?
Well, according to Wikipedia, it is an annual football award presented by French magazine France Football since 1956 to honour the player deemed to have performed the best over the previous season.
Vinicius Jr. from Real Madrid got robbed. I was so angry while watching it.
Didn't Real Madrid get an award and they weren't at the ceremony?
Yeah, they decided to protest because there were leaks that their teammate, Vinicius Jr., wasn't going to win.
Wait, who won?
The Spanish midfielder Rodri. I mean, don't get me wrong, he had a great season, but Vinicius topped it.
Goals is not the only thing that determines the winner. Many players scored.
Good point.
I think everybody knows that Vinicius Jr. is better.
Yep.
Yeah, he is. Aside from football, aka the best sport in the world and our life, is there any other interesting news?
Yeah, there sure is. Not as interesting to us, but pretty amazing. The cricket.
Oh yeah, the Black Caps had an amazing test series against India, winning all three matches on in India. Something that hasn't been done in, well, a really long time.
The final match was super exciting, with New Zealand winning by only 25 runs. Whew, that was close.
Yeah, well, that's all that we've been watching. Oh, and then we had the South Wairarapa Athletics competition last week.
We all got to go, which was great.
Sure was. There was some pretty stiff competition in the Year 7 and 8 group.
I can't believe how high the Year 8 boys were jumping. Like a metre 40. That's almost as tall as me.
Well, not really.
No, but it was super high.
I made it to regionals tomorrow for discus. I'm a bit excited.
Yeah, go you. We didn't make it.
No, only me, Neo and Corbin made it through. Maybe next year.
Oh no, but we are Year 8s, so we won't be there next year. I wonder what the college athletics will look like.
Yeah, shame we won't all be at the same event.
Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're going to different colleges.
I guess. Right, okay, it's time to hand back to you, MCs. Wait, that's me.
Getting a bit carried away there, James.
I went to bed a bit late last night. You think I could take a quick nap?
We're not even halfway through the show, but I guess you could take a mild break while the Year 7s talk about the St. Teresa's School Year 6 and 7 retreat.
What are they talking about?
The Year 6 and 7 retreat. Take it away.
Yay, that's me. Hello, hello, I'm Danny.
And I'm still Lockie.
And I'm Faithful. And we are all amazing Year 7s. In week 4, we went to the Magnificat Retreat Centre to have some fun and bond with the Year 6s, who are soon going to be Year 7s and in our class next year.
My favourite thing about the retreat was eating 4 cheeseburgers and 2 bowls of mac and cheese.
Typical Danny, that and sleeping, eh?
The games we played were amazing, especially Farmer Farmer. The tug of war was pretty intense, but sadly, the boys lost to the girls.
Oh yeah, that was sad for the boys.
The boys would have won if some more people participated.
Yeah, sure.
You sound like Miss Lark blaming her epic loss against Miss Matthews on her pulled calf muscle.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Our teacher lost.
Hey, you guys remember the fun games in the lounge? Dice of Fury, Headbands, Monopoly, and some other things?
All I can remember is eating delicious food.
Yeah, yeah, Danny. We know you enjoyed the food. The mac and cheese was pretty awesome. Mr. McBride did an awesome job with the food.
Agreed.
Well, I think the burgers were the best.
Enough talking about food. We should talk about the games we ran.
Fine.
What about the quiz?
Oh, well, that was okay, yes.
It was very fun. The questions Emily Jane found were very scientific.
Well, I guess it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I didn't get to participate because I was running the game.
And the team names were very questionable.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. There were names like Skibbity Slices.
How about the blindfolded test tasting game?
Yes. Yum. I had to eat sushi ginger.
Ew, ginger tastes gross. I can't believe you like it.
It tastes good. What did you eat then?
Well, I didn't eat anything, actually. I drank coconut milk. It didn't taste very good.
Well, I think it tasted quite good.
Yeah, it does.
Guys, why do we keep on talking about food? We should talk about the movie we watched, Home Alone 2.
Oh yeah, the movie was very funny. We watched Home Alone 1 on our very first retreat, so this was a natural progression.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I couldn't stop laughing due to how funny the movie was.
Yeah, I could hear you too, because you were right next to me.
Oh yeah.
Turns out I'm Kevin. Well, so you all say anyway.
Yeah. You sound like Kevin.
The balloon tag and hide and seek games were the best. Games.
Yeah, the boys spent hours playing those games.
Well, that's because there were so many places to hide and so much space to race around in. Because we had to walk inside, we perfected our speed walking techniques.
Yeah, you looked pretty funny too. Well, that's just what you do. Alright, let's wrap it up here.
Throwing it back to you, MCs.
Thanks, Year 7s. James? James!
Yes?
Yep. You have to snap back and sue it.
I even know what's up next.
Okay, tell me.
Our song from our DJ Flynn.
Oh, very good. I'm going to hand it over to Flynn so he can explain what he's playing.
Hi guys, for our first song, I'll be playing Thick of It by KSI featuring Chippy Redd. The song Thick of It is about KSI and his journey through life. This song was released on October 3rd this year and already has 11.1 million listeners. I hope you enjoy.
Everybody knows, they know me where it snows. I skied in and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40 something million stuff or so I've been told. I'm in my prime, but this ain't even Final Four. They know me down, but still my feet, they find the floor. I went from living room straight out to sold out doors. Life's fire, but trust I'm ready for the war. This is how the story goes. Whoa, I guess this is how the story goes. I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. They know me where it snows, I skied in and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40 something million subs or so I've been told. From the screen to the ring to the pen to the king. Where's my crown? That's my bling. Always drama when I ring. See, I believe that if I see it in my heart, smash through the ceiling, cause I'm reaching for the stars. Whoa, this is how the story goes. Oh, I guess this is how the story goes. I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. They know me where it snows, I see it and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold.
Highway to heaven, I'm just cruising by my lone. They cast me out, left me for dead and people cold. My faith in God, mine in the sun, I'm by the soul. My life is hard, I took the wheel, I cracked the code. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna save you, man, this life will break you. When you think of it, it's how the story goes.
I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. Snows, I skied in and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40 something million subs or so I've been told. I'm in the thick of it, everybody knows. They know me where it snows, I skied in and they froze. I don't know no nothing but no ice, I'm just cold. 40 something million subs or so I've been told. Whoa.
That song really hyped me up.
You know what also hypes me up? The awesome story that Emma, Jane and Faithful are going to be telling us.
Last term, this story was spine-chilling. Let's see if they can do something similar.
Over to you, girls.
This story is called Mist. Walking home on a cold afternoon after a long day at school was not always the easiest. Enid, a 16-year-old girl, had had a very long and tiring day, not that every day was usually easier anyway, and was not prepared for the extravagant walk home all the way downtown. Enid was a very busy student and was always pushed to do the best work she could possibly manage every day. Even if she thought that an idea from a completely completely and utterly random person was the most preposterous thing she had ever heard of, the expectations would be just that exact thing.
Nothing more, nothing less. As she was walking in the mess of in her own mind, her phone suddenly started vibrating in her pocket. This woke her up in a blink of an eye. Out of the stressful trance, she was locked in. About 2 minutes later, her feet took a change of course, and she was sitting down next to the local pond on a bench with her friend Hannah, taking in the view of the place.
Pink blossom trees were drooping down over the two with a sweet smell of delight, the gloomy mist suddenly surrounded all the tall trees around Enid and Hannah, and the birds sang a sweet song of beauty. Enid could see a slight glint in Hannah's eyes and a refreshing sense of still calmness. The birds were dancing and fluttering calmly throughout the forest, and every one of Enid's thoughts all squished down into one clump at the back of her mind. It was like they were falling into an endless pit of nothingness.
She looked over her shoulder to Hannah, about to compliment the birds and how they were dancing so sweetly, but only to find a bag discarded on the floor with nothing but a water bottle in it. Hannah, Enid called. No response. Her heart started thumping faster. Hannah, again, no response. The weight of the world sank down on Enid's shoulder like a meteor hitting the earth. Startled, Enid got up and looked all around. She wouldn't just leave. She wouldn't just go and leave her bag on the ground. Enid thought to herself, where is she? Enid had the thought that Hannah might just be tricking her and just trying to get her scared for the fun of it. But she would have definitely come out by now.
Enid jumped off her seat and started investigating the area. She felt like a lost little girl pulled away from her parents and dumped into a completely different place. Wild, maybe. Minutes passed and there was not even a trail or a tiny hint where Hannah could have gone to. She eventually found a small alleyway near the fields by the pond. She strained her eyes trying to look all the way to the end of the field, but couldn't see anything. The mist and the clouds were too thick to see through. The mist was like a gate to a castle, a barrier that does not let you see to the other side. Enid plucked up the courage stored at the very back of her mind and started trekking up the dirt path. Fifteen minutes passed and it seemed like she was getting nowhere. What if Hannah didn't go this way? What if this is all just a waste of time, thought Enid to herself. But that didn't stop her.
What seemed like hours passed and Enid was starting to get fed up. Hannah probably hasn't gone down here. If she had, I would have found her by now. So at that, Enid turned around and started walking back down the opposite way, but something felt off. It seemed like she was walking the exact same way, even though she wasn't. Enid looked back the way she had come, and to her ghastly shock, it looked exactly the same as what was in front of her. She was starting to get scared. Her eyes darted back and forth. Her mind was racing like a headless chicken. Hello, she called, hopeless. No, this can't be happening. Enid was stuck in an endless void with a path that led back to nothing. She walked into the clouds, only to find that 5 seconds later she was in exactly the same place. It was like an endless loop that had no end and no hope for anyone who went into it.
What was going to happen to Hannah if Enid couldn't make ground? If Enid couldn't get to her friend and get out?
Will they ever find each other again? Feel free to email our teacher, Liz Lark, at St. Teresa's School with your version of the ending. We look forward to hearing your feedback.
Wow, that was another amazing story, guys.
Yeah, it sure was. I have an idea for the ending.
So do I. What's your idea?
That Hannah has been abducted by aliens and taken to outer space, and that Enid gets hit by a ray gun and dies a tragic and painful death.
Ma'am, what is it about you and aliens?
I don't know. I just like them. Okay, Smarty Pants, what's your idea?
I think that Hannah should appear out of the mist, find Enid, then they get out and live happily ever after.
What is it with you and happy endings? Why does everyone in stories live happily ever after?
Well, why shouldn't they? At least I didn't say, and then Enid woke up. That would be the worst ending of all.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. And we didn't say the end, because that's illegal.
Sure is. They both say, I don't know what else to write, so I'm just going to stop now.
True. Anyway, we digress. That's a good word to fit into any story. Let's get the show rolling again.
Right. Up next, we have a report about a couple of events that have happened.
Over to you, people.
A long time no see, Anika.
I saw you this morning, Honey Rose, aka right now.
Do you remember the firewire session we had a couple of weeks ago? That was so interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember. What was your favourite thing they showed us?
That's hard, but the video with the candle starting to fire was pretty lit. See what I did there?
I have a burning question.
What's that?
Why are you on fire with all those jokes?
Thanks, I'm pretty original.
Sure you are.
We definitely have a flaming friendship between... flaming friendship between us.
Exactly.
Hey, Anika.
Yes, Honey Rose?
Shouldn't we talk about St. Teresa's feast day?
Good idea, Honey Rose. This is on the 15th of October, and is a day where we celebrate the patron saint of our school by doing something fun.
Yeah, and this year we changed it up by doing things that had to do with Spain, since this is where she lived.
Yeah, my group St. Francis, aka the Best House, did some matador art with red and yellow strips of paper and a bull's head glued on top of it.
Cool, but I'm pretty sure St. Anthony is the Best House.
If you say so. But Honey Rose, what did your group do for St. Teresa's feast day?
We did Bulls and Matadors, a game adapted from Cat and Mouse, where one team is trying to get the other.
Oh, that's a fun game. I liked when we were all trying to remember the rules of Cat and Mouse. We ended up playing three different versions of it. It almost turned into another version of Mrs. Like Special, where she has combined multiple games and just made up another set of rules.
Didn't you come and play with us on feast day?
No. Remember, I had to stay and run my group's game.
Oh, that's right, because Faithful was sick.
Yeah, that's right.
And remember the churros you made?
Actually, Miss Grey made them.
Oh, but I thought your group's plan was to make churros.
Yeah, we were going to make them ourselves, but then Miss Grey had to make them because the oil might splash on the kids and burn them. And it was kind of a one-person job.
They were still delicious, though.
I know, right? Well, that's the reason why we made the bull's art as well, because we couldn't fry them ourselves.
Oh, that's right. And the other not-so-important groups made fans and did Spanish dancing in a Spanish blue kit. And, of course, there was a group playing Spanish national sport.
Oh, yeah. Football.
Yep. Football. It was typical of James and Lockie to choose it. No one was surprised.
You were right there, Honey Rose. Yes. Hey, Honey Rose.
Yes, Anika?
We need to talk about the life Ed, Bus and Harold.
Oh, yes, that was really cool.
We learned about feelings and watched videos.
I loved how we talked and the video showing Billy's first day at a new school was something we could all relate to.
Yeah, it was sad at first when Billy got bullied and made fun of, but I'm happy that the end of the video ended with a smile.
And I liked the new teacher Holly who taught us. I miss the old teacher Laura though.
Totally. Me too.
Hey Anika.
Yes, Honey Rose?
I feel like I need to say another fire pun.
Oh dear.
What did the flame say to the other flame?
What?
You light up my life.
Honey Rose, you need to stop saying fire puns. They're burning out.
Okay then, I think it's about time we stop talking.
Good idea.
Bye, people.
Bye.
Thanks, guys, for that awesome report.
Who else feels like a song?
I sure do.
I bet Flynn has something stored for us.
Over to you, DJ.
The next song that I'm going to play for us is called Die of a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. It was released on the 16th of August 2024. Die of a Smile has been the most listened to song for 7 consecutive weeks. Happy listening, everyone.
Just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow,
to you, right next to you.
Some tunes. Thanks, Flynn.
Yeah, that one sure got me grooving.
Welcome back to our fantastic podcast.
And recording. Smile and wave to the camera, people.
Hi!
You are listening to St. Teresa's School on Livewire's Arrow FM 92.7 FM.
Is it just me, or are you guys really excited about the Year 8 trip in 2 weeks?
It's definitely not just you that's excited for the trip.
I just can't believe we're getting the chance to go to Cloud 9 in Palmerston North.
We are also going Tenpin bowling.
Yeah, I can't wait to smash everyone in bowling, especially Miss Lark and you, Zahn.
Dream on.
I can't wait to go on the bubble balls and bun everyone over.
You wish you could bowl me over.
Hey guys, calm it down a bit. We still have 2 weeks to wait.
Alright then, let's look at what's happening this year.
Wow, 2024 has been pretty jam-packed.
It has, hasn't it?
We have done lots of fun and exciting things.
Do you guys remember Camp El Rancho? That's definitely one of my favourite things we've done this year.
I agree. I really enjoyed the kayaks and rafts.
They were fun. I remember I kept falling into the freezing water.
What about the chapel race?
Oh yeah, it was kind of like a scavenger hunt, as you had to find the clues that lead to the key that opens the chapel door. The aim of the game was to get the fastest time out of the two teams.
Our team lost because they were mucking around and playing on the piano.
Stopped Kirk.
What about the slingshot paintball?
That was so fun, but Anika's dad, Alan, was cheating.
Yeah, he had like 5 jackets on to protect his skin. And he wouldn't get out when he got hit, because he couldn't feel it.
He'd pull it right back and shoot.
Like father, like daughter, eh, Anika?
Nah, I'm nowhere near as mean as my dad.
He was a bit of fun, though.
We had heaps of leadership opportunities offered to us as a Year 7 and 8s this year, too. Like the GRIP Leadership Conference and all of the feast and celebration days, as well as the Inspiring Futures events.
True. We are always given lots of opportunities to lead our houses or school events, like at our mini Olympics.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
And remember when Selfie This in School came to ask her to play football with us after the football tournament was cancelled?
Yeah, but that was sad that Featherston School couldn't come as well.
I still had a great time playing against South Featherston, even though we lost.
If we tried, we could have won.
Yeah, but if I tried, it would have been 10-0 at least.
I would have been surprised if you even put one in the net.
Yeah, well, it's the fun that counts.
But part of the fun is scoring goals.
Let's think about some of our primary school highlights. Some of my favourite things that I have done at school definitely be all the sports tournaments and athletics.
Same. The sports have been so fun.
I've enjoyed being able to work as a team with my peers in all the different activities and workshops we participated in. I mean, all of the workshops we have gone to.
Totally. We have certainly been given a lot of opportunities during our time at St. Teresa's School.
Yeah, sports aside.
That's a really big aside.
True, but still, we have a lot of experience in science, for instance.
Remember all of our geology trips to places like Ocean Beach and the Pinnacles, as well as all the days we have spent in our bush areas, like One Tree Hill and Bar Brown Reserve?
And there were days at Donald's Creek, learning all about biodiversity and water stuff. We also had so many scientists visit us. Remember the forensics day, where we had to find out who did the crime by lifting fingerprints and gathering all of the evidence?
Oh yeah, that was super cool.
We've also been to so many science workshops with the EnviroSchools team. And don't forget about the United Nations and in entrepreneurial summits, where we got to debate important issues and make things out of junk.
Yeah, the Wiffy Rake 5000 made out of an old microwave, a rake and lots of tape and hot glue. What a blast.
There were also our camps. My favourite one is still Riversdale. I just love playing in the sea and the relaxed atmosphere the beach provided.
Yeah, we played so much softball and table tennis on that camp, and the retreat we went on was pretty epic.
We have had so many Kapa Haka opportunities too, creating some fantastic performances.
Tūmeke!
And we can't forget about this opportunity that St. Teresa's has once again offered us, a chance to chat to all of you wonderful Arrow FM LiveWise listeners here at 92.7 FM.
Totally. Thanks, Arrow FM.
On other notes, thinking about wrapping up our primary school years, I'm really going to miss my friends, but hopefully we can stay in touch.
Yeah, I hope so too. Oh no, I just remember we have to finish our Year 8 speeches.
That's right. I'm quite nervous to say it on stage.
Yeah, we have to say our speeches in front of the whole school and all of their parents.
That's like 200 people.
No, it's only half the school, remember. We have split our prize giving this year to juniors and seniors.
Oh, well, that will make some of us feel a weeny bit better then, I guess.
Wow, I'm already feeling a couple butterflies in my stomach.
Okay, we better stop yakking and about this and move on to something more uplifting.
Well, I guess it's time for a song then, Flynn. Take it away.
Thanks, Zahn. I will now be playing Starboy by The Weeknd. Starboy is The Weeknd's most popular song with 32.8 million listeners. And in the first week that Starboy was released, The Weeknd made $342,000.
Get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks of tablecloth from ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she clean up with her face, man, I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You talking about me, I don't see a shade. Switch out my side, I take any lane. Switch out my car if I kill any pain. Look what you done.
Great song, Flynn.
Yeah, you have amazing choice when it comes to music.
Well, Zahn, thank you for reminding me. We have some of our own music we want to share with you.
Like always, we have written our famous rap. This was written last year, and we decided, wouldn't it be awesome to bring it back?
Start the music, Flynn.
Anabolic beast.
Sports of a beast, there's no contest. Filled with excitement, they never rest. Basketball, football, hockey and more. There's always a game to explore.
On the field or on the court, you give it your all, you never fall short. The sweat, the tears, the hours of toil, they're all worth it for the thrill of the spoil.
The roar of the crowd, the thrill of the win. It's a feeling like another deep within. The smack of a ball, the swish of a shot. It's a symphony of sound that can't be fought.
With every throw, a goal is scored. The crowd erupts, their spirits soared. The thrill of a victory, a moment so grand, a testament to the human hand.
And when the game is done, the victory is won. You stand tall and proud, listen to the crowd. Sports are the best, they bring us together, uniting us all, no matter the weather.
We nailed it once again, and for the last time.
Sure did! So what's next in the show?
Oh no, the girls are going to talk about Christmas.
I'm melting, shrinking, melting.
What are you doing?
I'm like the Grinch at Christmas, melting when he gets touched by Christmas.
I think you're confusing your stories.
Yeah, it is the Wicked Witch of the West and Wizard of Oz who shrinks and melts when water is thrown at her, not the Grinch.
No, the Grinch only has a growing of his heart. That's what you need to get into the Christmas spirit.
Whatevs. Let's throw it to the girls.
Take it away.
Kia ora, Anika's back.
Hello, I'm Danny.
And I'm Emily Jane. Hey, Danny and Emily Jane. Are you guys excited for Christmas?
Well, duh.
What do you expect? Every kid is excited for the jolly spirit.
So what are you guys most excited about? The presents or spending time with your family?
Probably both.
Same.
I like eating cookies and drinking hot chocolate on Christmas.
Definitely.
Danny, what about spending time with your family?
And that too.
Hey guys!
Yes, Anika?
What?
When are you putting up your Christmas tree?
How would I know? My family and I always do it when we feel like it.
Well, okay, sassy.
Well, my family and I usually put our Christmas tree up like 15 days before Christmas or something.
Did you guys know that some people put up their Christmas tree in September?
What? That's crazy.
Honestly, that's not even human.
I know, right? That just ruins the fun.
Well, where I'm from, our Christmas lasts until New Year's.
That's cool.
Well, guys, did you know that last Christmas, Santa's reindeer came into my house and ate all my food?
Liar.
No.
Well, one time at Christmas, Rudolph came into my house and pooped in my sack.
Excuse me, what?
That's concerning.
Can you guess what the poop looks like?
I am not answering that.
Well, the poo was actually $2 coins, and I also heard footsteps.
That's really concerning now.
Says you, Emily Jane.
Enough talking about Rudolph's poo.
Yeah, Nico.
Well, you guys are getting angry now, so I think we should wrap this up.
Hang on, I have another couple of things to say.
Oh, reindeer, what's that?
I've got some Christmas puns up my sleeve.
Oh, you guys want to hear a Christmas pun?
It better be good.
Okay, what's a cat's favourite Christmas candy?
Maybe caramel?
Catty cane!
Okay, that wasn't so bad as I imagined.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
I think it's time to end it here.
Yeah, I'm out of Christmas puns.
Well, one more. Let's have a round of sand applause for another awesome show.
Phew. You know what, Flynn?
What?
I think we need a break after that. How about you play us one last song?
Sure. To go off the theme of Christmas, this last song that I'm going to play you is Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. I hope you enjoy.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year.
Dancing my heart out, as you could all see on the cameras.
Oh, Zahn.
Yeah?
You know that the cameras weren't actually recording while the song was playing.
What? You mean I busted out all of those moves for nothing?
Trust me, it wasn't for nothing.
Yeah, for our entertainment.
Very funny, guys. At least that will be the last time I embarrass myself on national radio.
True that.
And what an embarrassment it was.
Remember that.
listen to us again on the podcast on RFM's Live Live website.
We thank you for listening.
And it has been our pleasure to talk to you about all of the things that we've been up to lately.
We hope you'll tune into our shows again next year.
Ka kite!
Bye!
And that's all, folks.